Hi, welcome. I'm Jen.
And I'm Holly. And you're listening to A Tale of Two Writers. Hi, everyone. Happy January 2020.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
We made it. Happy New Decade.
That's right.
That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Do you remember 2000, the year 2000?
Oh.
And nothing was going to work.
Everything was going to
break
down.
January 1. Nobody knew how the computers
Y2K.
Were going to function. I mean, I remember real panic.
Yeah.
People being very concerned.
Very worried.
So we'd like to say to all of the IT professionals out there, we appreciate you because you do and know things that none of us know.
And we can't know it.
We're just not capable. So thank you. We hope you always stay on the right side.
That's right.
So we just spent the last roughly 3 hours revising our query letter.
Yes.
2020 and January brings some exciting prospects for us. We are pitching to a bunch of really amazing agents. And what that means is since book one is done and book two is a third of the way through and we're working on that, is we are trying to reach out to agents who are representing and looking for contemporary young adult fantasy novels.
Yes.
Which is what we've written.
Escapism is our word we're focusing on.
An adventure.
Yes.
With a dabble of a love story.
Yes.
And all those good things. But we, if you don't know, you have to do a pitch letter, which is called a query letter, and then you have to support it with other documents like the first 5 chapters of your book and a 3 to 5 page synopsis that says everything. And all of those things have to be geared directly towards what the specific agent is looking for. So it is a lengthy process, but we are thoughtful and excited about the people that we've identified as potential dream agents.
That's right. That's right. And researching them is fun, and researching all the different books that they've already published and who they're working with. And it's a very interesting process, but it does take a long time.
Yes.
So we're excited about that, moving into that part of this year. And one thing we thought we would talk about today is our one word that we've chosen for this year, 2020.
Hashtag one word. We usually blog about it every year, usually around 2 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
We sit
about
with
now.
The word for a couple weeks and make sure
see if it's the right one.
That it lasts and it's not going to kill us.
Right.
Do you want to reveal your word first?
I will. My word for this year is believe. And
I get chills.
I know. I really wasn't sure what I was going to have my word be. I struggled with it a little bit. And then one morning I just sat down and I just threw my hands up and I was like, Lord, what do you want my word to be? And literally in the next 10 minutes, there were several bricks to my head saying that it was definitely believe. And I think for me, what that means is having more belief in myself, having more faith in what Jesus is doing in my life, having belief in my abilities to finish a book, to look for an agent, to get it published, to belief that my children are on the path that they need to be on, you know, regardless of all the circumstances that are happening in their life. Belief that there are good things in store, even when there are sorrowful things that happen. Lots of things. So it's really fills me with a lot of hope and faith when I think about it.
It's a hopeful word.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I have belief and believe.
Yes.
Very much. So my one word for 2020 is promise. I know. It's very
That's
fun.
A good one too.
Okay. So, and for me, it's got multiple layers. So not only do I believe that the new decade and the new year has a lot of promise and holds some amazing things in store for us. But also I have committed to fulfill the promises I've made to myself.
Oh.
So, and I think promise and potential are words that give you kind of a guideline to what you're trying to achieve, but they also don't knock you down if you stumble along the way,
right.
Which happens every year.
Right.
And parenting teenagers, I know, it's just
we
makes
need
you laugh.
To be full of grace for ourselves and them.
Uh-huh. Because you just never know what you're going to get. Every single week is an adventure. There is a promise of adventure in parenting teenagers whom we love very, very much.
That's right.
But sometimes very frequently they keep us up. All
yes.
Night. I don't think I've slept through the night. I think I've said this the last podcast. So, I have promise. I am looking forward to the promise of a good night's sleep.
Oh.
Sometime in 2020. Maybe one a month.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have to leave the house for that. Can I come to your house?
Yes, you can.
So, that's my one word. What's
that's
your
good.
One word? Do you guys have a word? Have you thought of something that's going to be a guiding light for you?
Yeah, we would love to hear about that. If you want to go on to our Facebook page, A Tale of Two Writers, and just leave it there for us to talk about, we would love to discuss that with you, because people's words, they all have a very intimate meaning. And I do think that the whole process of coming up with your word, it can be so motivating through the year when you just remind yourself of why you came up with it in the first place.
Yes, so inspiring.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Do that. Go make a word. Go find a word.
Yay.
There are lots of words out there. Did you know that?
Yes.
Hey, pull up a thesaurus and you'll find
many,
plenty.
Many.
So what else do we have?
Well, you had mentioned just a new decade, and I have to say I've been thinking about that quite a bit. Both of our oldest turned 20 this year,
mm-hmm.
which is a little insane. Like, I
shocking.
Can't really wrap my head around that yet. But thinking of just the last 10 years, 2010 to 2020, it was full of elementary school plays and class parties and after school activities and middle school drama, mm-hmm. and starting high school for the first time and the first girlfriend and the first boyfriend and all of those things that you think about a lot as parents, you know, raising kids and how you want them to be and who you want them to surround themselves with and things you want them to be involved with and how they come into their selves and how they develop their talents and their gifts and all of those things. And I've been thinking about just the growth of my kids over the last 10 years. And I think now what's in store for us as parents in the next 10 years from 2020 to 2030, that is having adult children.
It's huge.
And them getting married possibly and having their own children
and
possibly
careers.
And careers and lives and being away from us and us not, I mean, not that we know everything that's going on with them now, but
no, we
really
don't.
Not knowing anything that's going on with them when they're out, you know, backpacking Europe or starting a job on the East Coast or whatever it is that life is going to take them.
Yeah. The next decade for them is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then
for us, it's huge. I mean, I just keep thinking, wow, I got married when I was 25 and I had Jake when I was 29. And that's the ages that Jake and Josh are going to be in these next 10 years.
Yeah.
And so that is a little mind blowing. Like I still see myself being 20 sometimes. So
you are.
Yeah.
We are. We're just in our early 30s.
That's right.
We're so young and hip. And
very hip.
I feel a lot younger than my body feels.
Yes. Yes.
My emotional
that
self.
That is true.
Is not in line with my physical self. There should be a drug for that or something.
Seriously.
And not just vodka.
No.
Or Fireball.
Although that helps.
Those are fun.
With aching hips and things.
Yes, I love it. So it's going to be a big decade.
It is. And I'm part of me is so excited and hopeful. And part of me is so overwhelmed and terrified a little bit, you know, because I think you had said one time, you know, you bring children into the world and it is like seeing your heart walk around outside of your body. Uh-huh. And then we have to do it all over again with grandkids.
I know. Unless, you know, I'm really highly recommending my children just stick with pets. Pets for a long, long time.
Dogs, cats.
I think the exponential amount of stress and worry that I will have for my children and their children and subsequent generations. So it is purely selfish. Because I don't want to stress anymore. I want to sleep.
Right.
But I also do think that this is going to be a big year for us in personal growth as parents and as partners within our relationships with our husbands.
Yes.
Is because our realm of influence is already such a tiny sliver in respect to our children. It's probably bigger than a sliver. It's probably a little bit more than we give ourselves credit for. At least I'm hopeful about that. But also, it's going to really shift, and it should shift. It should shift to their significant others.
Yes.
It should shift to the priorities that they're setting for their own lives, as long as they're in line with what we've designed for them.
Right.
Because our plan
has to work out.
We got it all in our heads worked out. We know, but we do have to just figure out a way to be solid in our relationships so we can be solid for them.
Yes.
In supporting them as they go through their journeys, knowing that their journeys are not going to be straight and full of error and easy.
Right. And, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be like this new hat we're putting on, being a mother-in-law.
No.
Ooh.
No. I don't like that. I don't want to be a mother-in-law.
I think you're probably going to be one.
I know.
I have a feeling.
Do I have to be friends with the other mother-in-law?
Maybe she is going to be super cool and you're going to love her.
I doubt it. All the people I love are in my life already. Nobody else. No one else
is going.
I have no more room. So unless my friends out there have children that would like to come into a really cool family with a really cool mother-in-law, we can make arrangements.
Right.
Already sharing my children with the world and their friends, and it's already so hard. It's so freaking hard. Freaking freak. Sorry. Where's the fireball? Is it 4 o'clock yet?
The freaking fireball.
Okay, so we're gonna leave you with that thought.
Yes.
Think about your next decade. What's gonna happen to you and your children and
where
your
do you
spouses?
See yourself? You know,
Interview question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Where do you see yourself? And, you know, I got a new planner, and it has on the bottom of the front page a vision page, and then it says, in the next year, in the next 5 years, and in the next 10 years, where do you see yourself, or what is something that you want to accomplish? And honestly, that's very overwhelming for me. I don't do well with large questions like that.
It's a big question.
But if I put it in context of where I see my kids, or things that I hope for them, or things that I hope
all
for
myself.
All those
things you have no control over,
right.
You mean?
Yes.
That's easier.
Then I'm okay.
Because when it all goes to hell, you can just blame them.
Right.
It's not us.
Well, because I planned it this way. You didn't follow that.
It's your fault. You should have listened. I think we're going to save that for a long time.
Yeah, I think so. All right, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for listening.
And we love you
again,
all.
If you want to tell us any other little stories that come to mind as you're listening, please go to our Facebook page and jot that down, A Tale of Two Writers.
And we're coming to you. We are reaching out to people who've expressed interest in being on our podcast.
Yes.
So our mobile studio will be roaming the streets. So look out for us.
In the next couple months.
And until then, keep it messy.
If you'd like to contact Holly and Jen, please email us at ataleoftwowriters@gmail.com or visit our website, ataleoftwowriters.com.